From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the stack of 58 bills the Florida legislature sent to Governor Scott for his signature this year is the one known as Charlotte's Web. That's the measure that legalizes certain low-dose strains of marijuana for medical use. Conservative lawmakers supported the measure after hearing from families with epileptic children who said that medical marijuana could help their conditions. But Derek Hamm of the News Service of Florida says a last-minute addition to the bill allows for a broader range of patients covered under Charlotte's Web.
It isn't just this 150,000 kids with severe form of epilepsy. It is also now cancer patients and anyone with severe muscle spasms or chronic seizures. So it's much larger than what we originally were thinking the legislature was going to sign off on.
Governor Scott has already said he will sign off on the Charlotte's Web bill. Well, after being in Tampa for 19 years and Fort Lauderdale for 8, the annual Governor's Hurricane Conference moved to Orlando this year and kicked off over the weekend. While attending the conference, Governor Scott is expected to sign off on a bill that would create 3 sales tax holidays this year. The measure includes a 9-day sales tax break on the sale of hurricane preparation supplies like batteries and generators. That holiday starts on May 31st. The measure also authorizes a 3-day back-to-school sales tax holiday. That one's in August. Under the bill, shoppers would not have to pay sales tax on any clothes worth $100 or less, school supplies worth $15 or less, or on the first $750 of a personal computer. The third and last sales tax holiday is in September, and that gives consumers a 3-day sales tax break on the purchase of energy-efficient appliances. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.